So after that, the women said I could use the toilet seat, I just couldn't sit on it. I had to use the hover method. So whatever, after that, I decided I would change things up. So I joined a gym. Thank you. Thank you. And it was a great plan, it was a great plan, until I got banned from my gym, right? It was one of these LA gyms with all these beautiful people. People who, like, shower before they work out, you know, those kind of people, right? And so I go there, and the first day I meet this trainer, right? And he says, all right, we're going to start with abs. I was like, all right, that makes sense, okay? And he rolls out one of these fucking exercise balls. You know these big exercise balls, right? And he goes, hop on. And I said, fuck you, dude. He said, what's the matter? I said, that's an inflatable device, man. I crack toilet seats. And he goes, no, that ball can withstand up to 600 pounds of torque. And I said, who the fuck would put 600 pounds of pork on an exercise ball? He said, not pork, torque. I said, I don't know what the fuck that is. He goes, get on the ball. So I get on the ball, and it's kind of fun, right? Like you're bouncing around and shit, right? So I do one sit-up, and all of a sudden, pow, the fucking thing explodes, right? Like it sounds like a cannon went off. And all the people in the gym turn and look at me, and I'm on my back with shreds of exercise ball sticking out from underneath me, right? And my trainer looks at me and he goes, weird. So I dust myself off, I come back the next day, and I swear to God, the guy rolls out another fucking exercise ball. And he goes, you know what, no, this is a different kind of ball. And he points to it, and written on the ball are the words, burst resistant. And I said, where the fuck was that ball yesterday? But the thing looks like it's made out of Kevlar or whatever, right? So I hop on, okay? So I'm on the ball, and now this guy's going to prove a point, right? He said, we're going to do chest press. And he hands me these two dumbbells, all right? So now it's dumbbells, me, ball, okay? I do one rep, and all of a sudden, I hear this, like, high-pitched, whee! Everyone in the gym turns and looks at me, and pow, the fucking thing explodes again. Like, louder this time, like the SWAT team shows up. So my trainer quits. The guy who owns the gym comes running over, and he's like, why are you breaking my fucking balls? I said, why are you breaking my fucking balls? He said, you're going to pay for those balls. I said, I should sue you for having weak fucking balls. And that's when he banned me. That's when he banned me. And now I am no longer allowed at any Curves Health and Fitness Club in the United States of America.
Okay. And I'm back here on the Radio Realm with Brian Hubley at the helm. And I have two very special guests. You've seen them. They're part of the Broken Lizard comedy troupe, and they've been on tour lately. They were just recently at the Sacramento Punchline a couple weeks ago, and today is a very, very big special day because their special is now available on Netflix. You could go out there, stream it, check it out live, and I'm talking about Kevin Hefferman and Steve Lemmy. They did a comedy show, and that's up live right now on Netflix, and they're my guests. How are you doing, you guys?
We're good,
Brian.
How you doing?
Why is your show not called The Hub?
Wouldn't that make sense?
Yeah, that would make sense. I was just, when I first started it a few years ago, I was thinking, I need some sort of, you know, catchy tagline, slogan,
sure,
bullshit. And I'm a big Game of Thrones guy, so I was like, oh, the realm, the radio realm. And I was thinking at first, oh, I'm going to be like, ugh, and do a crazy shtick with the voice or something. But that never happened, but, you know. So, but the Radio Realm with Brian Hubley at the helm has held true for all these years. So
okay,
welcome to
okay
the realm, you guys. I just actually was just listening to you guys on a Jim Brewer show on Sirius XM. So, are you
great
guys friends with Jim Brewer? Is that how that connection happened?
No, we've never met Jim before. No.
That
was our first time. You heard our very first time meeting him. Like when he got on the phone, I was like, hey guys, you guys are on. That was the first time I've ever communicated with him.
Yeah, that's funny because it's almost a connection to me because I you know, 10 or so years ago, Super Troopers was, you know, the best movie out, along with Half Baked with Jim Brewer. So that's kind of interesting tie-in for me personally right there. And I actually watched your special this morning, though, and such a fucking awesome story about how Super Troopers was originated and the creations of it, you know, at South by Southwest. Could you tell the listening audience a little bit, like maybe an abridged version of that?
A little quickie version? Sure. You know, we made our first movie, Puddle Cruiser, which was about 5 years before Super Troopers. And we brought that to the South by Southwest Film Festival in Austin, Texas. And, you know, the bottom line is we wound up meeting Quentin Tarantino. And he put in a good word for us with Harvey Weinstein. And that is ultimately... you know, how the movie came about, but along the road to South by Southwest, we got inspired for the idea. First, we got pulled over by cops, and we've been, you know, smoking some weed, and we thought it was hilarious how, like, you talk so much shit until the moment you get pulled over, and then you instantly turn into a pussy, and you're like, yes, right. Officer, no, officer, I'm sorry, officer. And then we kept driving, and in Arkansas we saw a hunter dragging a dead deer on the side of the highway. And again, we were so high that, like, you know, first that conversation was like, what would you do if you saw the hunter fucking that dead deer? And then we thought that was hilarious, and that became, what would you do if you saw a hunter fucking a live bear on the side of the road? And, you know, and slowly the ideas for Super Troopers were born. But it was the meeting with Quentin Tarantino that really inspired us to write the script and get it made. I think that's pretty abridged. What do you think, Kev? That's good.
But I saw also the Mike Judge laugh and then the Quentin Tarantino laugh. Is there any way I could get Kevin to give me a little Tarantino laugh of what it sounded like when he was watching Puddle Cruiser?
Yeah, it was a great moment because, like, you get people in your screening, you don't know if they like the movie. And Tarantino, like, came into the movie theater, and there was only one, like, area of seats available, and it was the front row in the center. And so he sat there and just started laughing. He's like, and, like, he started laughing, and the whole room started laughing. So it worked perfectly.
And it's great because, like, you could he's a very tall guy, and he's got a large head, and so you could only see his, like, big head silhouetted against the screen, and it would, you know, it quiver with every laugh he did. It was pretty exciting for us.
Were you guys pretty stoked that he won himself an Oscar there for writing Django Unchained?
Oh yeah, I loved it. I loved that movie. I thought the script was great.
I loved his acceptance speech too. So he comes up, it's so Tarantino, like, hey, all right, yeah. You know, it's like watching Cheech and Chong. Like, it's just, he's a hilarious guy and a great guy in person, smart guy, funny, you know, generous lover too, Kevin can tell you.
Yeah, so everybody, go check out Netflix right now. It's on the instant stream. I watched it this morning. It's fucking hilarious. It's Kevin Heffernan and Steve Lemmy, and it's the title of it's Fat Man, Little Boy. It's available right now, and you get the full version of that story. I definitely recommend everyone checking it out. But let me just ask you guys, so how long have you guys been doing, you know, like touring the country, doing stand-up?
Been probably about, like... You know, about 4 years ago, we went around with the whole Broken Lizard crew, and we did a tour for about 6 months and had a blast, and we were done, and Lemmy and I decided we would keep on doing it because we were having a good time doing stand-up, and so we've been doing it together probably about 2.5 years now, and just making the rounds, you know, it's been great.
Yeah, and it's actually real cool because that's filmed right in my backyard at the San Francisco Punchline. That's an awesome little spot, and it was just an awesome night. I could tell because the crowd was just really into it, and there was some sort of like bachelorette, or you brought her up on stage chugged a beer. So is that something that people could expect when they go to the show? Is that something that you guys always do? Chug a beer to decide who goes off first or whatever?
Well, you know, it's funny because we're doing an all new show now that the special has come out. You know, we're doing all new material, and for a while there, we tried to put a twist on the beer chug, we were like, oh, we'll make it our signature move, you know, like Gallagher with his watermelons. But then, like, you know, we just decided, it's the same thing. Let's do something else. So I think we have retired the beer chug for now.
Doesn't mean it won't happen, right?
Hey, I hope I didn't upset you there, Brian, because you went awfully silent.
Hey, give the people what they want, Lemmy.
Brian, you think we should keep... Brian, first of all, I do have to ask you a question. Like, you know, you said, like, you're a fan of our movies and Half-Baked. You're a big stoner, aren't you?
Yeah. Yes, I must admit. That's why I relate so well to the, you know, like, you act like you're such a badass. You're driving in the car, you listen to your gangsta rap music, and then, you know, all of a sudden the cops come, and you're, oh, hello, officer. Oh, whatever you like, officer.
Yeah, no, that's it. I mean, the officer, the cops could fuck with you just as much as possible if they understood what was happening. It's funny because when we made Super Troopers, we've been befriended by a lot of cops. And, you know, in fact, we've gotten out of a lot of tickets, which I think in the comedy show.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've had all kinds of cops who were like, holy shit, we fuck with people all the time, and you guys were the first ones to ever, like, you know, put that out there and show that we were, like, real people too, man, so thank you.
Yeah, and Steve,
but
you know what my highlight was of your segment was the hamburger helper hand while you're having sex. Has the hamburger helper hand ever came up, like, in any other points in your life?
Has the hamburger helper hand ever... the hamburger helper hand, I mean, hamburger helper hand has been through a lot with me, frankly, you know, and, it's, you know, it is probably more familiar with me than it is with the, you know, the supple caress of a woman's behind. And it's seen some shocking things. It's not always smiling. You know, my hamburger helper hand, both of them were jovial, jolly sorts of hands, but, I've made I've made hamburger helper angry a few times in my life.
So I have a question actually for Kevin, and this is from my buddy Patrick out in San Francisco, and he just wanted me to ask you about a bathroom story that you had at a screening of Club Dread. Could you share with me what he's talking about?
Oh yeah, we when the movies come out, the weekend they come out, we like to go around and go to the theaters and see how the crowds are enjoying the movies in the first weekend. And so we went to one theater. We were in New York City. It was me and Lemmy and I think Eric Stolhansky. And we went to the movie theater, and I had to go use the can, you know, I had to take a dump. And so the other two guys met some fan out in the theater, and they told him, you know, Lemmy told him that I was in the bathroom and to come say hi to me. And now I don't like that. Like, I have a thing. I don't like to be bothered when I'm in the bathroom. You know what I mean?
Yeah, me too.
Makes sense.
Yeah. And so Lemmy and this fan were pounding on the door of the stall in this bathroom. So, hey, come in, hey, fan. And I just went silent. Like, I didn't say anything. Until I think that fan got pissed off that I wouldn't talk to him through my stall door.
He wasn't pissed off. He, you know, was like, I felt a little bad because, you know, he was like, hey, what are you guys doing here? You know, like, I love the guy who played Farmer. We're like, look, he's in there going poo, you know, as we see. He's like, no. And we're like, yeah, totally. You want to meet him while he's on the cane? He's like, yeah, totally. He was like, you, Hubley. He's like, yeah, totally, man. And we brought him in there, and, you know, and as Kevin just suggested, we were pounding on the door. No, I think I maybe barely knocked and was like, hey, Kev, we've got this super fan out here. He's sitting in Club Dread right now, and he just wants to say hi. Silence. And Kevin's got a newspaper in there, so you can only hear the newspaper, like, crinkling. And it was, you know, it was like the kind of thing where I thought he didn't hear me. I was like, hey, Kev, did you hear me? It's Lemmy. I've got a fan here who wants to say hi. Total silence. And it got very awkward for me and the fan, you know. And he, if anything, just didn't understand what was going on. I was like, all right. Forget it. We'll see. You know, I guess he's not in the mood or something like that. And like, so the kid went back into the movie theater. Me and Stolhansky were laughing about it. We were like, man, Kevin, what a dick Heffernan is. But maybe that's cool for the fan. Like, you know, he only knows Kevin from Farva, and Kevin was a total prick to him while sitting on the can. Like, that's a good memory for that kid.
Yeah.
Then the bathroom door swung open,
and Heffernan started beelining for the two of us and fucking angry. And he was pissed off, like in my face, like, don't you ever do that again. That's bullshit. That's my private time. Fuck that shit. And meanwhile, there's somebody from 20th Century Fox who released the film just standing there witnessing this whole fight. You know? But I've known Kevin for, you know, a long time. Like, we're college buddies. So, you know, so it's like when he was done with his tirade, I was like, you shut the fuck up. Go fuck yourself, Heffernan. I'm not a fucking fan of it. Fuck you. I'll do it again if I want to. Go take another shit. Yeah. And so, you know, so that Fox person got to see a real... If that kid had stuck around, he would have seen a real, you know, Broken Lizard inner working as a fight between two of the members. But, you know. Then we got into the car and went to the next theater, and like, you know, and the Fox person was like, should I get a separate car for you guys? I was like, no, don't worry about it. We do this all the fucking time. He's a dick. Don't worry about him. So what, but I'm curious, what was your friend's name? Patrick?
Yeah. Patrick Craig, actually.
Patrick Craig. Oh, he's firsty. little Patrick Craig, Irish boy, I take it.
Yeah, I believe so. He works for Live 105, the big rock radio station out of San Francisco. So,
isn't he cool? Isn't he so cool?
Yeah, he was able to, you know, actually get a job after graduating. So that's one of my immediate role models right there, P. Craig.
Okay, well, how does Patrick know that story?
You know what? I don't know. He posted on my Facebook page when I announced that you guys were going to be coming on my show. He asked me to ask, so yeah. I don't know.
I told a story at like a screening of the Baby Makers, maybe. Maybe that's what it was. I can't remember.
Yeah. Yeah, P. Craig, you better follow up on this and let me know, man.
tell P. Craig he's a pussy.
Yeah, P. Craig, you a pussy, man. That's it.
Yeah.
So Fat Man Little Boy, that's out on Netflix right now. Are you guys big on like streaming movies while you're like out on the road on tour?
Yeah, it's like a blast. You know, like I mean, that's the nice thing about this stand-up special. It's like you can watch it whenever you want. Like a lot of times you have to wait for, you know, it's airing next month or whatever it is. But you know, people can just watch it whenever they want. That's the way I think people watch TV now. They watch TV. I watch TV shows that way. You know, just nonstop streaming stuff.
Yeah, dude, that's how I watched Lost, the whole fucking thing, in like a month and a half.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, all that Breaking Bad. You watch Breaking Bad or Sons of Anarchy? It's fucking awesome. Downton Abbey? It's awesome. Here, you think I'm joking, but the truth of the matter is Kevin and I actually do watch Downton Abbey. And
together.
On the road. Like, after the shows, you know, everyone expects, like, they'll be talking about us. They'll be like, oh, man, those guys must be drinking and smoking weed right now. No, we're in our hotel room watching Downton Abbey.
what city are you guys doing it? What's your next show or whatever? Like, where are you guys at right now?
We're going to, next weekend we'll be in Madison. So we'll be in Madison, Wisconsin. And then in April we're going to go to Atlanta. And then after that, we're going to book a bunch of dates. Like, I think we're going to do a bunch of stuff in June. So,
cool. Yeah, I guess I just missed you. You're just in Sacramento. So tell me a little bit about that experience. Do you guys like Sacramento?
Oh, Sactown. Sactown's the best.
How far away are you guys from Sactown?
About 2 hours, an hour and a half if you're, you know, if you're flying.
Okay.
Can they hear you in Sactown right now?
No, you know, this is all internet. I got my little viral audience but I would say no, you're generally, they're not going to hear it. You're good.
Okay. Sactown's good. Sactown's fun. You know, like the problem, honestly, is that Kevin and I are, you know, I wouldn't say we're reclusive when we're on the road, but like, you know, we're doing all new material. So we're really staying in the hotel and working as much as we can. So it's like we'll show up on Thursday, we'll do the show, you know, we'll go to sleep, wake up, do some press, come back to the hotel and work all the way up until showtime. So we actually don't ever see the cities that we go to ever, you know, unless it's like one of our hometowns or we have some friends in that particular city. We're pretty much shut in the hotel, exercising, eating, and working, and you know,
and watching Downton Abbey.
Yeah, they have great acts there, the Punchline in Sacramento. That's for sure. So thank you so much for coming on my college radio show. What do you guys miss most about, you know, your college days? I should ask, since, you know, you're on the college.
We got better. I think the cool thing is we got so much comedy out of their college days, because like you're just hanging around with your pals all the time. Like you get older, you get your own place to live. You don't spend as much hangout time, and I think we got tons of comedy that way, and that's a good way to get started, you know.
For sure.
Yeah, I miss the education, frankly. Taking classes,
writing papers.
Man, doing homework, shit was the bomb.
Yeah, man. This weekend I'm flooded with fucking homework this weekend. It sucks, that's for sure.
Dude, Hubly, enjoy it. When you graduate and you can party all the time and you know, you got no homework to do, you're gonna miss these times.
So did you guys, like, all the Broken Lizard guys, were you guys all meet in college, like you and Jay Chandrasekhar?
Yeah. Say that again.
Jay Chandrasekhar?
Oh, I love it. I wish he was on the phone right now. His full name is Giants Jumbalingam Chandrasekhar. And like, I know it sounds easy for me to say, but like it took me, I think, like 3 years to learn that name.
Yeah, you know, I had it spelt out, so I was trying to say it good, like Chandrasekhar, but I guess I didn't come on. I did not hit a home run right there, right?
Excellent. No, it's excellent.
That would be like if he was like, who is this Brian Jubilee? You know, like you'd have deeply insulted him. Like if you saw him right now, it's Indian custom that he would have to shake your hand with his left hand until you had properly apologized.
So Kevin, did you have any fun directing him in the Slammin' Salmon, considering that he was the director in so many of the other films?
Yeah, it's good. Like what you learn is like, you know, the director is always doing something, so he doesn't get to, you know, grab ass as much as everyone else does. So the rest of us, you know, we have a little grab ass moments on the set. And when the tables turned and I was directing, then all of a sudden Chandrasekhar got to grab ass, and I didn't. And that was kind of the biggest kind of, like, revelation for us, was, like, I'd see him in the corner, like, grab ass, and then I'd be like, I wish I could grab ass. But, you know.
Well, right on, guys. Thank you so much for coming on to the KSunRadio.com, Sonoma State University's college radio station. I'm a big fan of, you know, all the movies, Club Dread, Beer Fest, fucking Super Troopers, and then, yeah, Slammin' Salmon. That's an awesome one. Any quick Michael Clark Duncan stories for me?
Oh, man, he was crazy, because we didn't know how funny he was, and then he came and he started improvising, and we couldn't get him to stop because we were afraid he would kill us. So we could never say cut. So he just kept going on and on and on. And he did a good job.
He used to play this game with us, because, you know, he's an enormous dude. And he would play this game called Can You Defend Yourself? Where he would just come up and get right in your face and be like, if I attacked you right now, could you defend yourself?
Oh, my God.
And you'd be like, probably not, Michael. He'd be like, could you defend yourself if I attack you right now? And he'd be serious. And you'd be like, are you actually saying that because you're going to attack me, Big Mike? And he'd be like, I just want to know, if I attack you right now, could you defend yourself? Because I'm going to attack you. And then you'd start to get the feeling that he was going to attack you. And I don't know, did he ever attack any of us? Did he attack you?
He would just laugh because he knew he had you or he wanted you. Yeah.
Prison mentality right there.
Good.
He's letting you know who's the boss.
He is. He's the big dog.
Well, right on. Could you tell me what's next for Broken Lizard before you guys go?
Yeah, we're actually working on the script for Super Troopers 2. We wrote it, and we've given it to the studio, and we're negotiating shooting Super Troopers 2 now. So.
Nice.
Yeah.
Let me get in as an extra in like a bong toking sequence or something, bro.
We have a male stripper scene. We're looking for people, so I don't know if you want to do that.
All right, I'll get my people in touch with your people on that one.
Okay.
Yeah, just not Patrick Craig, not P. Craig.
Not P. Craig.
He's in the doghouse for what, I don't even remember why P. Craig is in the doghouse, but he's in.
Just because he is.
Because his name is P. Craig. I bet P. Craig goes around like all the bars and stuff, being like, "I'm P. Craig. I'm P. Craig. I work for, you know, Rock 105."
Yep.
He's badass and everything, you know. But he's no Brian Hubley, I'll tell you that.
No, he's not. P. Craig's the man, but no Brian Hubley for sure. Well, thank you guys so much, everyone. Check out the Netflix special, Fat Man, Little Boy. It's fucking awesome. Yeah, I laughed my ass off so much. Like when there was people in the crowd, they were like, "Oh yeah, I know what a stranger is," and then they noticed there was like a camera on him, and the dude was like, "Oh no, no, I don't." You guys catch that part? That shit was a little funny, I thought. All right, well, thank you guys so much. Follow him on Twitter at Steve Lemmy and at Heffernan Rules and HeffernanLemmy.com, correct?
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. And we're on Facebook at Heffernan Lemmy and Instagram at Heffernan Lemmy.
All right.
That's awesome.
Cool, man. I'm following you guys. Everyone follow him too. Thanks again, guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks, man. Yeah. Take care.
Now for the dudes, though, honestly, the biggest difficulty in the honeymoon period for the dudes actually happens to be in that doggy-style sex. It's determining when is the best time to break the ice and hit the ass. Because this is a really serious deal, because it's like, you don't know if she's into your brand of kink, necessarily. But you also can't ask her for permission, because that defeats the whole purpose of the fucking element of surprise, you know, like, fuck it, the jolt, you know, like, you know, and so you're having doggy style sex, and you're in a real pickle now, okay? And you're there, and it comes to that moment where you would normally hit the ass, and it's, and you look over, and like, your hand's fucking shaking. You know, and you'll look at it, and there's like a little hamburger helper face, like in the... You know, and he's like, "Come on, let's do this! Let's go! Let's get this party started! Come on! What are you fucking waiting for?" And you're like, "No, hand, no. I really like this girl. I don't want to offend her in any way. I don't. Oh!" Then your spastic hand pops up, and he's like, "I'll smack the ass. I never get to hit the ass. I'll smack the ass." And you're like, "You know what? Shut the fuck up, spastic hand. I don't use you for anything. Get the fuck out of here. But while I have you here, I like this girl. You know, like, what if she's not that type of person? You know? But now the girl will do something. Like, she'll send you a little cue. You know, like she'll, like back it up a few times. A few, like, real nasty, like Beyonce, like... And you're like, "Oh, well, you little fucking slut. Okay, all that angst for nothing. I will smack your ass right now with my good friend Hamburger Helper." And Hamburger's psyched. He's got like a fucking kamikaze fucking... He's like, "Oh, pucker up, baby, here I come." And you give it a whack, right? Like enough to like that she'll have to retrieve her eyeballs from across the room. And there's a handprint on the tushy, and there's a little smiley face in that handprint. But there's love in that smiley face.